White, John, 1785-1871, and Betsy, 1788-1871. Parents of James Springer White. John White settled in Palmyra, Maine in 1806 and married Betsy Jewett about 1809. They had 9 children, 3 of whom became clergymen. John Whitney, Methodist Episcopal, Samuel, Baptist, and James Springer, Seventh-day Adventist. After 51 years of farming in Palmyra, John and Betsy White moved west, probably in 1857, and stayed for a year and a half with their son John Whitney in Zanesville, Ohio. At the end of 1858, or early in 1859, they moved to Battle Creek, Michigan, where they stayed for the rest of their lives. For some years, they lived in a house just across the road from James and Ellen White. During their final months of frailty and illness, John and Betsy moved in with James and Ellen to receive proper care. John and Betsy White's transition towards Seventh-day Adventism was a protracted one, starting in the early 1840s when they were convicted by the Second Advent preaching of William Miller. During the 1850s, they struggled over the issue of Sabbath keeping. In 1855, Ellen White noted that her mother-in-law longed to keep the Sabbath, whereas John was still undecided. By 1859, however, even John had made his decision, and Ellen happily reported that Father and Mother White have embraced the Sabbath and are coming right along into all the present truth. Even after this date, however, John White retained his membership with the Christian Connection Church, as he had for the previous 40 years or so. It is possible that John had residual difficulties with Seventh-day Adventist teachings, as at least during the 1860s, his son, John Whitney White, Methodist clergyman in Ohio, made energetic efforts to turn his father against Seventh-day Adventism. Thus, in an 1866 letter to his father, after an indirect critique of the visions of Ellen White, John Whitney concluded that the whole thing, Seventh-day Adventist Church, will die out and be forgotten as sect or church in 15 years. Most sincerely do I thank God that you and Mother have kept clear of the whole business, and I trust you will. For whatever reasons, in his will of 1864, as modified in 1867, John White declared his preference that his funeral be conducted by a Christian Connection clergyman. As it turned out, in 1871, both John and Betsy's funerals were conducted by Seventh-day Adventist ministers. Because of the scarcity of evidence, it is hard to determine whether this indicated further changes in their religious views during their final years. The most detailed and best documented biography of John and Betsy White is James R. Nix, John and Betsy, Jewett, White, in Palmyra, Maine, 200th Anniversary, Bicentennial, 1807-2007, 2nd Edition, Palmyra, Rockland, Maine, Penobscot Press, 2007, pages 145-151. A useful collection of source documents, including the wills of John White, is found in Glenn Davis and Gene Davis, Notebook, Volume 1, deposited at Historic Adventist Village, Battle Creek, Michigan. See also Obituary, Betsy White, My Mother. Review, January 24, 1871, pages 45-47. Obituary, John White, The Venerable Dead. Review, July 18, 1871, page 36. John Williams White to Dear Grandfather and Mother, August 20, 1866. Methodist Episcopal Church, Minutes of the Annual Conferences of the Methodist Episcopal Church for the year 1856, New York, Carlton and Porter, 1856, page 112. John Whitney White to Dear Father, November 7, 1866. Ellen G. White, LT2, 1855, August.